Prepare to hear the word read and proclaimed. Let us take a few moments of silence. Silence to shut out those outside distractions that can make it hard for us to hear. Silence to open our hearts and our minds that we might truly be filled with God's word to us. Let us now go to God in a time of silence, beginning and ending with the bell. Our first scripture lesson today comes from the book of Psalms. Perhaps one of the most loved of the Psalms, the words of comfort are found in Psalm 23. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
The sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said unto them, "Very truly I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and will go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The 23rd Psalm is perhaps the most well-known scripture in the whole canon. It brings to mind a sense of peace and tranquility. Similarly, the image of the Good Shepherd is one of the most beloved images of Jesus. I invite you, if you would, to close your eyes for just a minute and picture the Good Shepherd. What do you imagine when you think of the Good Shepherd? My image includes a smiling Savior carrying a lamb in front of him or over his shoulders. I imagine that the sky is bright blue and that there is a breeze flowing and the sun is shining. I imagine that I can hear some water in the distance and I see pastures that are green. You may open your eyes now. Today we are looking at two of the I am sayings. I am the good shepherd, and I am the gate or the door. Both are beautiful metaphors that are cherished by Christians of Jesus' tender and devoted care of his people, offering all of us the peace of Christ. Today's reading from John's Gospel picks up when Jesus has just had a discussion with the Pharisees that was anything but peaceful. They're really upset with him because he had healed a blind man on the Sabbath. He had broken the rules. And so he goes on and tells them that they are spiritually blind sinners. And then he begins talking about shepherds and sheep and thieves and bandits. But the Pharisees and the crowds who are listening to this conversation don't understand. So Jesus tries again, explaining this time, "I am the gate or the door for the sheep. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd." Now, to those who were listening who knew their Torah, they would know that the ideal shepherd most clearly is depicted in Ezekiel 34 and throughout the Torah. And they would have realized that Jesus was talking about the true king of Israel. He also explains that he is that true king, and he's claiming messiahship. He is the king who has the best interest of his own at heart. He is the king who longs for a close, loving, and intimate relationship with all of his people. Just as a shepherd has a close, loving, and intimate relationship with all of the sheep. He says, "I am the good shepherd." In Jesus' days, there were sheep pens and sheep folds. Sheep pens were very close to towns, and they had a single gate. The sheep would come in after grazing for the day, and they would rest and be protected for the night. Once inside, they were safe from thieves and other predators, and a good shepherd, as they came in, would check each one of them out and make sure that they weren't injured or that they didn't have any parasites, one by one. Sheep also went out to graze in the pastures and to run free for a time. They enjoyed grazing. But while the gate represented security, it also represented the ability to go out to experience joy and freedom. Our relationship with Jesus is much the same. Both we have times of security and also and familiarity. When we are here on church on Sunday, when we come to the Wired Word, when we're in Wednesday night Bible study together or prayer time, or when we're praying on our own or having our own private devotions. And also wherever we go, we know that our Good Shepherd goes with us. We are sent out in freedom to live and grow up into the people that God created us to be. In our relationship with Jesus Christ, much like a good parent, we are both given roots and we are also given wings. Our good shepherd is the one who said, "I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly." Our good shepherd is the one who promises, "I will keep your going in and your coming in, going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore." The peace of our good shepherd is with us at all times. But the question remains, how do we experience that peace in the midst of the circumstances of our lives, the circumstances of our country that seems to be so contentious and polarized, and the trials and the hardships that we face on our own? Today, people often cross their fingers. They crossed their fingers for good luck. Maybe there were some here today that were crossing their fingers that they were going to win lucky squares. Or sometimes you cross your fingers hoping that your team is going to win. Or for a number of reasons. When we're in school, we may cross our fingers hoping that even though we didn't study very much, somehow we're still going to pass that exam. But the practice of crossing your fingers actually came from the early church. We remember that the early church was living under the occupation of Rome, and so when a follower of the way or a follower of Jesus wanted to let somebody else know who they were without getting in trouble from the Romans, they would cross their fingers, and that was a sign that they were also Christians. They could tell somebody else that without having to speak a word. It was also a practice used to call on the power of Christ. Now, I know that people do this in their own way today. Some of them have you ever had a cross in your pocket? Remember that? Or maybe you have a cross that you got from the Holy Land that is made out of olive wood. I have one in my car that I use quite frequently when Kevin is driving. Sorry, Kev. But we all have things that we need, tangible things that we need to hold on to remind us and for us to be able to claim the peace and the joy of Christ that is always with us at all times, no matter what circumstances we face. Although I am grieving, although I have received this bad news about my health, although my child is hurting and there's really not a whole lot that I can do, Christ is with me, I will get through. The movie Race is a story about Jesse Owens and his decision to participate in the Olympics right before World War II broke out. The NAACP had urged him not to participate because Jewish people were banned from the games, as you might imagine, and also most African Americans were banned from the games. So he did some soul searching, and he decided that he could give God glory by using the God-given talents that he had been given, and so he decided to race. As he was getting ready, he was praying. And then he walked through the tunnel out into the arena. And when he got there, he was totally overwhelmed because there was over 100,000 people and they were all yelling and screaming. And a lot of them were yelling and screaming, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. He sat down on the bench. And then he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a locket that his wife had given him. And he opened the locket. And there in the locket was a picture of his wife. There also in the locket was a little curl that belonged to their three-year-old daughter. And he was able to breathe. And he was able to go on and compete. And he did so well that he won 4 gold medals and set several records. If the gift of family has the ability to keep us grounded, how much more will a living relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, whose desire for us is to live life and have abundant life. Maybe you've heard a sermon or two about how the sheep are so stupid and they're so stubborn and they don't want to follow directions, and this is not one of those sermons. This sermon is a sermon encouraging all of us to keep our eyes on Jesus. When shepherds were out in the country grazing for their sheep, they kept their sheep in sheepfolds. And the sheepfolds didn't have doors, so the shepherd had to lay their body down in that gap. And they protected the sheep from jackals and wolves and foxes. There was no gate, just that break in the wall. And the shepherd would lay down his life. With the shepherd lying in the doorway, the sheep felt secure because they didn't see the opening. They didn't see any of the prowlers or thieves or other animals that were coming. What they saw was the shepherd. They kept their eyes on the shepherd instead of what was troubling them. The same can be true for us. Even when we are surrounded with circumstances where we feel immobilized, where we are hurt, where we don't know which way to turn, where we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, we still have peace when we take time to focus on Christ our shepherd. He is the one who has our best interest in heart. He is the one who knows us by name, in fact, knows everything about us, all the good, all the bad, down to the hairs on our head. He is the one who wants abundant life for us in the midst of the troubles that we face. He is the one who is always working for our highest good. And he is the one who stands between us and danger. And he is the one who laid down his life for us so that we might live with him forever. Ira Stanky was the song leader for the evangelist and theologian D.L. Moody in the second half of the 19th century. Christmas Eve, 1875, Sankey was on a Delaware River steamboat, and other passengers recognized who he was. They asked him to sing, so he sang, "Savior, like a shepherd, lead us." One of the stanzas began, "We are thou, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way." When he finished, a man came up to him and asked Stanky if he'd ever served in the Union Army. He said that he had. The man asked if he had served in a particular area in 1862. When he explained that area, he said, yes, he had been there. The man replied, so did I, but I was not on the Union side. I was serving in the Confederate Army. He said, one night, you know, I'm sure you might remember it, I snuck up on you with my musket and I was going to shoot you dead. And when you opened your eyes and you saw me there, you looked up to heaven and you started singing. And I remember the words, "We are thou, do thine befriend us, be the guardian on our way." He said, those words stirred up so many memories for me. My mother used to sing that to me every night before I went to bed. And then I knew that I couldn't shoot you. And I put my gun down. Even when we are surrounded by threats and in the midst of pain, we can still have peace and abundant life. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, offers us peace and abundant life through all the seasons of life. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Whatever season in your life you are going through, whatever hardships you are facing, whatever struggles, whatever grief, keep your eyes on your shepherd, the one who said, "I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly." Jesus will keep your coming in and your going out. Believe this and go in peace. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be kind and gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you that peace. Amen.